It's Thursday. I'm Matthew Elaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we ask you today again for revelation of your Word. We ask you for grace and help to receive your Word and to put it into practice and to see it work in our lives. And Lord, I release faith over everybody watching the broadcast today, and I thank you today, Lord, for ministering to them in a great and in a mighty way by your Spirit through this broadcast. And Lord, we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're doing a series of teachings entitled, It Pays to Live Godly. And I want to go back over to 1 Timothy chapter 4, and let's look at verse 8 there again. This has been our foundation text for this week on the broadcast. And it says there, for godliness is profitable unto all things. And that's where we get the title of the series this week, It Pays to Live Godly. Why would we say that? Because the Bible says godliness, living for God, living a godly life is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. Now, the easy-to-read version says, devotion to God helps you in every way. It brings you blessings in this life and in the future life, too. Now, I've heard people say, and I actually shared with you earlier this week on the broadcast, I saw somebody post a post on social media. It was a Christian organization, and they posted this statement that God doesn't promise us good days. He promises us a great eternity. And friend, that statement is half true. God does promise us a great eternity, but what we're going to find out on today's broadcast is he also does promise us good days. But I hear many people say often that God doesn't promise us a good life in this earth. He doesn't promise us good days here. Just because you serve God, just because you love him, doesn't mean you're going to have a good life. It doesn't mean you're going to be happy. It doesn't mean you're going to prosper and be successful in this life just because you love God. And people are adamant about it. And so I want to analyze that question today in light of the scripture. Does God promise us a good life here on the earth, or does he only promise us a great eternity? And so let's go to Isaiah 1 and let's look at verse 19 here. It says this, the Lord said, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. If you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. The Living Bible says, if you will only let me help you, if you will only obey me, then I will make you rich. Well, what is God talking about? Is he talking about doing something for them after this life or in this life? Well, we know it's in this life because God said, if you are willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. That's talking about life in the earth. And so according to that verse, obedience leads to our prosperity. Obedience to the Lord, willing to do what he says, that leads to us doing well, leads to our prosperity, leads to our happiness. In Psalm 1:1, it says this, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. And so clearly this man is living a godly life because he's not walking in the counsel of the ungodly. It says, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in his season. His leaf will not wither, and whatsoever he does will prosper. And so this is a guy that's living godly. This is a guy that's meditating in the Word day and night, practicing the Word in his life. And according to these verses, if we do what the Word says, it produces prosperity in our lives. It leads to us doing well, prospering, being blessed, being happy. Job 36:11 says this, "If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures." Well, according to that verse, serving God leads to days of prosperity. In Psalm 144:15, it says this, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Let me read that to you again. Psalm 144, verse 15. Happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Proverbs 28:14. Happy is the man that fears God always. Proverbs 16:20. Whoso puts his trust in the Lord, happy is he. Now, why am I reading these verses to you? Because a lot of people get upset when we teach people or tell people, if you live for God, if you serve him, it's going to lead to you being prosperous. It's going to lead to you being successful. It's going to lead to you being happy. Godliness will profit you in this life. That's what we're telling people. A lot of people get upset about that message. And then they say things, and they even say it in a derogatory tone, in a condescending fashion. Well, God doesn't promise you a good life in this earth, or you just act like if you serve God, you're just going to be happy and healthy and blessed. Friend, that's in the Bible. The reason we say that thing, that we say that is because of these verses that we just read, that godliness will profit you unto all things in this life and in the world to come. That if you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. That the guy that meditated the word and didn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, he prospered in everything he did. That if you serve God, you'll live your days in prosperity, your years in pleasures. That's how you spend your days, in prosperity, if you serve God. People get upset when we hear people say, talk about being happy and living a happy life. And people will get upset and say, well, just because you serve God doesn't mean you're going to have a happy and healthy life. And then we just read you three verses that said, happy is the people whose God is the Lord. God is not against you being happy. God is not against you prospering. And God is revealing to us over and over and over again, if you will serve me, if you will follow me, if you will live a godly life, it will lead to your profit. It will profit you. It will lead to your prosperity. It will lead to your happiness. Now, it doesn't mean you won't ever have a challenge. It doesn't mean you won't ever come under attack. But what God is promising us is that if you live for me, if you'll follow me, if you'll serve me, what's he say? You'll prosper, you'll be blessed, you'll be happy. And yet many people are against it. Let's look at Psalm 81, verse 10. The Lord says this, he said, I am the Lord your God, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. Verse 11, but my people would not hearken unto me. And so they're not living godly lives. They would not hearken to my voice. Israel didn't want to have anything to do with me. Verse 12, so I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Listen to what the Lord says in verse 13. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I would have soon subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. Verse 16, he would have fed them also with the finest of the wheat and with honey out of the rock. Should I have satisfied you? What's God saying? He's saying, if my people would just have followed me, if they would have just hearkened to my voice, I would have gave them victory over every enemy. I would have fed them with the finest of the wheat. I would have got honey out of the rock for them. I would have prospered them. I would have taken care of them. What's God revealing to us? He's revealing to us that if you follow me, prosperity will be the result. If you do what I say, if you hearken to my voice, prosperity will be the result. He said, I would have soon subdued all their enemies. Well, friend, if you're walking in victory over all your enemies, you're doing well and you're prospering. If you're eating the finest wheat and getting honey out of a rock in that day, That is prosperity. That is you doing well. And God's saying, if my people would have just listened to me and followed me, they would have prospered. And so let's go back to our question at the beginning of the broadcast. Does God promise us a good life in this earth? Well, here's the answer. He does, if we will live godly and follow Him. For those of us that will follow Him, God has promised us a good life. Now, let me clarify. He doesn't promise us a life without challenges. We live in this earth. It's in a fallen state. The enemy's here. The curse is here. Death is here. So God does not promise us a life without challenges. But what He does promise us is that if we will live for Him, if we will live godly, we will prosper. We will do well. He will help us. He will take care of us. This is good news, isn't it? Let's close out today's broadcast by looking at Psalm 34:12 in the Living Bible. It says this, "Do you want a long, good life? Then watch your tongue and keep your lips from lying." Do you want to live a long, good life? And then God tells us how to live a good life. In Joshua 1:8, God told Joshua, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then you'll make your way prosperous, and then you'll have good success." If God doesn't want us to have a good life, then why would He tell us how to have a good life? Because God does want us to have a good life in this life. And yet many are so adamant, and they so adamantly declare that God never promised us a good life here. Well, friend, I would just respond by saying, where is that scripture? Where is the scripture where God told us, look, living for me is not going to benefit you here. Living for me does not guarantee that you're going to be prosperous and be happy in your life here. Where is that verse where God clearly said, living for me will not benefit you. It will not prosper you here. There is no verse that says that. In fact, there are scores of verses that say otherwise, because God does promise us a good life here. He does promise us prosperity and happiness and well-being in this life if we will follow Him, praise the Lord. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, friend, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, God reveals to us that following Him results in prosperity, that godliness profits us in this life. Number two, God says, follow me, and prosperity will be the result. And then number three, God tells us in His Word how to have a good life because He wants us to have a good life in this earth. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we are so thankful that You love us and that You have promised us a good life in this earth if we will live godly and follow You. And so, Lord, we're asking You again today to help us to follow You. Help us to live godly. Help us to live in such a way that it honors You and that it pleases You. And Father, we thank You for Your good promise that when we do that, it will profit us, it will prosper us, and it will lead to our happiness and well-being in this life. And Lord, we do thank You. Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Friday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to close out this series entitled, It Pays to Live Godly. We'll see you then.